Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey.
Greetings to each of you and to all of our friends around the globe.
Open up a chair.
We welcome you for the 602nd time to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's the place where the music does inspire and the chatter is on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Bill set
and
the
we've
fire.
All gathered today at Bill's Croquet Conundrum in Kokomo,
Kokomo
for our annual Wicket and Peg tournament.
Reuben and Peg.
Yeah.
All right.
Kevin is working on his double bank
right
shot.
Yeah.
Tori is perfecting her drive shot. And Scotty, his jump shot. And Russ, he's in charge of catering today.
Yay, Russ.
And William is saying, why are we doing this anyway? So on this international.
Let the sunshine in day. If you want to face life with a grin, you've got to let a little sunshine in.
Look at old Bill over there. He's got his wide-brimmed straw hat on, his croquet whites. He's ready to show off his skilled acumen of the game. Say that, Russ.
Yeah.
And he has his mallet in one hand, his homecoming microphone in the other. Recently won the Sticky Wicket Award.
He did? Bill, if you can hit the ball straight, you lost. Always be great. That's Gaither.
Who writes this stuff?
All of my guests today are straight shooters. Angie Prim, the Hoppers, the Wilbanks, and the Tallies.
And the vocal band signature sound Booth Brothers William. You're singing today. It's going to be fun and frolic kind of day today.
Well, let's go through the first wicket, Bill. Full steam ahead. How are we going to start here?
Reggie and Lady Love Smith on this special Sunshine Edition Homecoming Radio. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. And I bet you Jesse Dixon's going to get on.
You know it.
This is a true J.D. Sumner story. I thought I'd heard every J.D. Sumner story there was, but evidently he came out of an airplane somewhere in an airport across the United States. Some kid came up to him and said, sir, can you give me $25. And he said, well, what do you want it for? He said, I'm going to give it to Jesus. He says, son, how old are you? And the kid said, I'm 22. He says, well, I'm 73. I'll probably see him before you'll see him, so I'll just give it to him. That's a true story.
Oh, how funny.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to the Caribbean with the vocal band. Bill and Art.
Oh, dear.
Bill and Art, head for the open water. Save your sons and your daughters. Bill and Art. Build an ark. When the storm is ended, you know the world has been mended. Build an ark. I'm tired of all the villains, tired of all the killing, tired of the men who make the laws and break them anytime they please. I'm tired of all the big lies. Where are all the good guys? Sometimes I swear I feel the way that Noah did when the Lord commanded. Build an ark, head for the open water. Save your sons and your daughters. Build an ark. Build an ark. When the storm is ended, you know the world has been mended. Build an ark. My father and my mother, my sisters and my brothers, all of the friends I care about, and the woman that I learned to love. I gather them together, promise them forever we'll be saved from the world around us. All we have to do is to love each other. And build an ark, head for the open water. Save your sons and your daughters. Build an ark. Build an ark. When the storm is ended, you know the world has been mended. Build an ark. To love each other. Build an ark.
You've got to
head for the open water. Save your sons and your daughters. Build an ark. Build an ark. And when the storm is ended, you know the world has been mended.
Yeah, straight to it, folks. Here we go. Well, a rather sticky award this week.
Yeah.
The Carnival Calliope Criers of Cotton Candy, Connecticut.
Oh, dear.
Gathering for their meaningless meeting under the Ferris wheel in Grander Gorge, Georgia.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Gave the word of the day their Fluff and Stuff Award, saying their words are pure fluff and it ain't got to stop.
Well,
they've been riding the Scrambler a little too long, I think. So here's the word of the day.
Okay.
Vericund, Vericund, Vericund.
Anybody got that?
No. Vericund.
Okay, I do. Hey, Vericund.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Listen up. I think this is what it means. You know, Bill, there's a lot of talk these days about who actually invented the internet. I'm talking about the World Wide Web here, Bill. You understand where I'm going?
Al Gore?
He's technologically challenged. As a side note, you know, we got him an iPad, and he kept it about 2 weeks and traded it in on a heating pad. But anyway, in 1843, Thomas Vericund was experimenting in his laboratory in the basement He lived alone. And he attached some wires together and poof, a worldwide connection was established. He missed the internet, but he actually invented the exit net. Yes, he did. A worldwide connection that, when enabled, delivers over 500 channels of absolutely nothing. Today, we know it as cable TV.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was great.
That was surrealistic.
Tori, let me down easy.
Okay. You were so very close. It actually means shy or bashful, not unlike myself.
Oh.
Here's a sentence. Susan's personality tends to be varicant.
Oh, I was so close.
You were so close.
Yeah. Here's Angie Perio.
Angie, I love Angie, don't
brand
you?
Brand new home.
If you're all by this world and all its beauty, many sterling mansions daily you may see, but without great wealth I'll never own one. You will neither no more richer than me. But if your eye will look beyond what man is building, you can see what earthly mortals cannot see. On the other side of Jordan there's construction, you and me. Oh, where do you see?
Where do you see? Where do you see?
My home.
My brand new home.
See its beauty.
See its beauty.
Nothing can
Nothing compare.
Can compare. I said, oh, where do you see?
Where do you see?
Uh-huh.
Where do you see?
My home.
My brand new home.
Heavenly Father's beauty for me. I'm gonna occupy for free. Where do you see?
Where do you see?
Someday pass away. It won't be built where the storms of life can matter, where the storm clouds often hide the light of day. But the cornerstone of God is my foundation. Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the coming King. What a welcome and homecoming
see my brand new home. Who wrote it? You remember?
Dead silence.
Yeah. Rusty Goodman.
Oh, you're kidding. We should have known that. Right.
Yeah. Rusty Goodman.
Really? I didn't know that.
A good song. Here's Signature Sound. They found some tapes of George just doing solo stuff. And they put their current group behind George. And here's the song, Your Reward Someday.
Now, according to the Bible, and we know it is reliable, every debt you've gotta pay. Makes no difference what you're doing or the life you are pursuing, you will get your reward someday. You will get your reward someday. You will get your reward someday. Though you be a Christian winner,
or a honky-tonkin' sinner, you will get your reward someday. If your neighbors you're hating, you're a working for old Satan, and you can't get to heaven that way. Oh, you hypocritin' misters and you highfalutin' sisters, you will get your reward someday. You will get your someday. Reward someday. You will get your reward your someday. Reward someday. Though you be a Christian winner or a honky-tonkin' sinner, you will get your reward. Christian winner or a honky-tonkin' sinner, you will get your reward someday.
This is Ben Spear of the Homecoming Group, and if you're in love with gospel music, you've come to the right spot. Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, and thanks for being here.
It's time for some wisdom from the wizard and Bill's rule of thumb.
Let's do it.
And here's Wizard Bill. If you fly a lot, always remember that Thursday is the busiest day of the week at most airports. So try to travel on any other day but Thursday. Or maybe November. I don't know. One of those days.
I just don't go to most airports.
There you go. Here's the Crab Family. Donnie Rambo's classic. I go to the rock.
Where can I turn when there's no one else I can turn to? Who am I gonna talk to when nobody wants to listen? Who am I gonna lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock. I know that's able. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stands by me. The earth all around me is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I
There are no small jobs in the kingdom of God.
Every
job's important. Driving the bus for the Sunday school, teaching Sunday school class, playing the piano, singing in the choir, playing in the band, maybe writing a couple tunes.
I played in the band.
The Booth Brothers.
I sang in the choir.
Sang in the choir.
I wrote a few songs that gave a few people hope. Every once in a while I started a fire. When they asked me up there, what did you do down there? I'll say it was my heartfelt desire to play in the band, write a few songs, and sing in the choir.
Some think you gotta be the big dog and lead all the little dogs around. Gotta sing a solo, preach a great sermon, or be the biggest, hottest thing in town. I guess I'm just a simple man with a simple desire
to play in the band,
write a few songs.
Lord, I wanna sing in the choir. I played in the band, I sang in the choir. Wrote a few songs that gave a few people hope. Every once in a while I started a fire. When they asked me up there, what did you do down there? I'll say it was my heartfelt desire to play in the band, write a few songs, and sing in the choir. I played in the band, I sang in the choir.
Yes, I did.
Wrote a few songs that gave a few people hope. Every once in a while I started a fire. When they asked me up there, what did you do down there? I'll say it was my heartfelt desire to play in the band, write a few songs, and sing in the choir. Songs that gave a few people hope. Every once in a while I started a fire. When they asked me up there, what did you do down there? I'll say it was my heartfelt desire. Heartfelt desire. Play in the band, write a few songs, and sing in the choir. I played in the band, wrote a few songs, sing in the choir.
The Booth Brothers on Homecoming Radio. You know, we get some gracious notes from our listeners. Notes like this one.
I hear you people often wonder how Tori puts up with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin's a bit spaced. But it's great to have fun with God's people. Please keep it coming. Diane from Delaware.
I love the show. Please keep this wonderful music alive. Kevin in Arkansas. We love the notes. Please keep writing homecomingradio.com. We did this song at Red Rocks in Colorado, and Russ leads it. Gloria and I wrote it, and we wrote it specifically with Colorado in mind. There are times when the rains have not come for quite some time, but there's nothing like when it's so dry, not only physically, but spiritually. And then those special rains come at the time when you really need it. Listen. Uh-huh.
When the heat dries up the rivers and the leaves hang limp and dry, all the creek beds cracked and broken, and the aspen starts to die. And when my soul is dry and barren, panting for the Spirit's rain,
so depleted, weak and empty. Every resource used and drained. When the rains come, will the rains come? Gentle streams flow down the mountainside, filling the river, rushing water. Thou welcome, holy presence, washing all the dust away. Leave me clean and pure before you. I'm dancing like a child. The rains come, oh, the rains come. Gentle streams flow down the mountainside, filling river, rushing water to the valleys, bringing wondrous life. Let the rains come, let the rains come, gentle streams flow down the mountainside, filling rivers, rushing water to the valleys, bringing wondrous light. Let the rains come, let the rains come.
And Father, that's more than a song for us. That's our prayer from our deepest places in our hearts. Well, Phil, we're out of time.
Yes, sir. If you cyberserve homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online and get the latest on the videos, and you will find the dates and places for our coming live concerts.
Come on and check us out at Facebook, too. Click that little like button at the top. Leave us a note, homecomingradio.com.
We can't do this by ourselves, Bill. We got to have some great radio stations out there like all of our friends in Michigan. 33 stations, including WRVM, WHIT, and WJKN. We say salute!
Bill, Gloria texted me and wanted to remind you of your computer basic test is tonight. Have you studied?
Have I studied?
Hey, Bill, do you even know how to turn a computer on?
Of course. Push the button. Gotta run. See you next time here on the radio. Keep singing, everybody. Goodbye. God bless.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.